Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello here with you. We're expected to see another rise in the cash rate today as the RBA meets for the last time this year. ANZ's forecasting a 25 basis point hike, bringing it to 3.1%. The number of people experiencing homelessness has jumped 24% over the past 4 years. Everybody's Home is calling for immediate action, like increasing Commonwealth rent assistance and building more social homes. Spokesperson May Azizi says it doesn't help that our rents are skyrocketing.
It's been a really quick rise in rents for people who have been living in Tasmania over the past 10 and 15 years, and a lot of people are getting left out and left behind.
The Australian Education Union's welcoming the government's latest payoff for teachers' assistance. It includes a pay rise above 7% in the first year, the ability to work extra paid hours and more paid leave. The AEU Tasmania members are now considering the revised government wages for support staff. Grace Tame's abuser has faced court briefly, charged with menacing, harassing or causing offence to the former Australian of the Year. The 70-year-old has not entered a plea and will face court again early next year. And the Tasmanian Seafood Industry Council is assuring us that seafood shortages on the mainland won't affect Tasmanians this Christmas, but it won't be the same for champagne, which is in high demand but very low stock because of some supply chain issues. Pat Cummings remains in doubt for the pink ball in Adelaide test against the West Indies starting Thursday as the Aussie skipper battles a quad strain. While this morning in Qatar, a penalty shootout from Croatia has knocked Japan out of the World Cup as Brazil leads Korea 4-0 in the match this morning. And the Men's Big Bash League has officially launched with the first games of the season kicking off Friday week for the Hurricanes. The first home match will be a couple of days later on Monday, December 19, where we'll face Perth in Launceston.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.